We hear in the sugya shaila what bracha one makes on shleikis, cooked yirokis. The shaila was that since the bishul process is mishana the tam, so it could be that doesn't have a shame yerek, that's called a pri adoma. The pri adoma does not grow with such a tam. So perhaps, therefore you don't make a bayre pri adam, you'll make a shahakel. Or efshef hakert, as long as there's the tur of the peri, that's sufficient to make a bayre pri adam. So we had a whole complicated sugi about this with chiluk edayis. Mosev Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Yerokei sha'odam yoytze behem yedei chayvose bepesach. The yerokeis that one is yoytze mitzvah smorer, yoytze behen ubekelach shalahen, with the stem, avoloi kvushim, voloi shlukim, voloi mevusholim. But one has to make sure that these minim should not be cooked or soaking. V'isal kedaitach b'milsayu koi, if you'll say that the bishul process, even though it's mishana the tam, afal pikein, it is still considered a pri adome. The bishul is not mishana the shem peri amayloi. So what's wrong with cooking the morer? He's eating morer. So the Gemara answers, shani hosom the beinon tam morer veleke. In the Gabi the Kiyam of Mitzvah Smorer, even though it is not Mishana the mean, and it's still called Shem Pri Olav, it's still called a Peir, it's still called a Yerek, but by Morer there's a special din, Tam Morer Binin, that one has to be Malgish the Tam Morer. Others ask a Kashe from this Gemara. There are really two Gemaras in Psochem. One Gemara in Psochem says that Bola Morer Lo Yoto, the Tam Morer Beinon. And there the Mordechai says a Loshen that one has to be Margish, the Merirus, to remember the Vayemoru as Chayeyim. It is not sufficient Achilas Morer. Bola mata yotza, but here bola more lo yotza, because in the kiyam mitzvah one has to be margish the merirus, and they may say achila. That's one gemara. There's another gemara in Psochim. The gemara speaks about the minim which one is mekayim mitzvah morer, and one of the minim is chasa, and chasa. The Chazaynish brings the Yerushalmi asks, V'haloi mosaiku, how can one be yaitza mitzvah smorer with chasa, which we assume this is lettuce? It's mosaik, so how can one be mekayim mitzvah smorer with this? So the Yerushalmi answers, the Shibud was also like this. In the beginning it was perach, in the beginning it was mosaik, and then it became mar. So therefore, your yaitza mitzvah smorer with chasa, even though it seems it's not mar. The Chazaynish asks, these two gemaras are lecheiras tiradik. One gemara vaistois, in order to be mekayim mitzvah morer, one has to be margish marirus. And here the gemara says one is yaita with chasa, even though it's not mar. The Chazaynish Lamais is Machadish Lahaloche, that the mitzvah of Morer, Tam Morer Be'inam. And others bring the same raya from this Gemara, Tam Morer Be'inam, the Be'inam Tam Morer. This Gemara, others bring a raya from this Gemara, you can't be Yaitza with Salat, because Tam Morer Be'inam is a besondere din, you need Tam Morer. I, the Gemara says you could be yaitzeh with chasa, so the Chazaynish says you could only be yaitzeh if it remained long enough in the karka that some meriris should get into it. If you don't spear any meriris whatsoever, one is not mekayim mitzvah smorer. You need meriris for mitzvah smorer. Some meriris you need. That what the Yerushalmi asked for Alei Mosaik, the Yerushalmi meant it should be, the mean should be Nifsal, because it has in itself a Masikas also. But the Chazon Ish says, La'aloche, you need some Meriris. There are other Achronim, the Chashulchan, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that say, Klo, you don't need any Meriris. It could be Mosaik and Gansen, Va'af al Pikain, Yoyaita Mitzvah Smorah. So L'chayre, according to them, so how do we understand our Gemara? The Gemara says, Emerson, Bishul, Bimil, Sayukaima. It's considered the same mean. It's not Mishana the mean. But it's a special din of Tam Morer Bina. But Achsach Mir from our Gemara is Bechlal Nitshver. The halacha is that one has to be Toyim, the time of Morer, which Morer is Moire and the Golus Mitzrayim. Now, Golus Mitzrayim had two tkufis. The beginning was Mosaik, and the Seif was Mar. And you saw it made as an embitter. The Mesikis also was a Mesikis which brought about to a Meriris. But the Tzure was Mosaik. The mitzvah of Morer is to be Toyim, that means the mean chase has in itself the tamim of the two tkufis. If you pick the chase in the earlier tkufa, you spear the mesikis, but it has a potential of meriris. If you pick it in the later tkufa, so you spear the meriris. Al koponim, the mitzvah is that one has to be toyim from the mean, that this mean has the tam of Shibud Mitzrayim, and Shibud Mitzrayim had both tamim. So therefore, chaser could be as good, even though you don't spear any meriris, because Shibud Mitzrayim also had such a tam. Agamor is really telling us something else. Agamor is telling us, but if you cook the morer, so then the tam that one is toyim is not the tam of the mean. This is a new tam that comes to the mean through the process of bishul. That is zichanat tam morer. This is a new tam. Therefore, one is not yoytze. But if one is toyim the pure tam of the mean, however the mean might taste, that's called he was toyim tam morer. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Abol loy kevushim v'yirok yishol morer yishnu yibepere kosho loy mashen yoytze bem shlukim yishol morer. Alma lav v'milsayu kaimi, that the bishul is mavir, that is not considered a priya adome. Sholok avini muach tveimi mevushul. The bina tamor v'lek avul nyebroche shem pri olav, even though the tam was nishtan. Now, we had brought down before a maise with Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yochanan, she'ochal zayis meliach. He ate a salted olive, and the salting is meliach kireiseach. So it's considered kilo the olive was nisbashel. And he made a broche tchilo v'soif. The Gemara first held that the broche tchilo v'soif was a boire pri ha'eit and a broche achas meyen sholish. So if that would be the case, we have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though it's nisbashel, it is not mishane, the broche that is made on it. It's still considered a boire pri ha'eit. Then the Gemara's matre could be the broche tchilo v'soif is a shahakel and a boire nefoshes. That was the sugi we had learned yesterday. Now the Gemara is going to go back on this maise. Omer lei Rabbi Yirmiyahu l'Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yochanan, heichi mevorech al zayis meliach. How is it possible for him to make a broche achroine and al zayis meliach? Even the shekila legarine, since the pit was taken out, the pit is not eaten. So we're missing the shear. We do not have a shear zayis. So how could he make a broch achroine? Zogt Rashi, botzalei shiure, v'gabi birches peret zaoret achila ksit va'achila b'kezayis. So we see two chidushim from this Rashi. If Rashi brings a posik for the brocha meyein sholosh, we see from Rashi that the bracha mayin shalish is also adiraisa. That's one chiddush. A big machlokes apoiskim. Rashi brings Rabbi Birchas Peres Ha'oretz Achila Ksif. The Rashi weiss the chayis that the v'yachalto goes also on the shivas aminim. Eretz tivsike inyan means that there's a machlokes Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim if one benches al shivas aminim. So Eretz Tivsik Inya means that the Birchas Sholesh Brachis is only on Pat. But on the Shivas Aminim there's also a Bracha the Yeraise, and that's Bracha Achas Mayen Sholesh. So from Rashi we see that it's a Deraise Dike Bracha. Number two we see from Rashi that even though it says V'Savota, Achiloksiv, it says V'Savota. So from Rashi it would seem that either by the Brocha Achas Mayein Sholosh one doesn't need Tzviya, since it's not a mean that it's Oymed L'Tzviya, there the Chiyuv Brocha Achreine D'Yerayis is on a Kizayit. Or maybe Rashi holds that, according to the Man D'Yomar, that Achila by Birchas Mozna is also Achila B'Kizayit. Other say it's a machlokes hasugyas. Later, Rav Meir says achilas bekezayis, b'savota zushtiye. Al kolponim, we see from this Rashi two chidushim. That min ha-toire is a mitzvah to make a brocha achas mi'ein sholish and achilas kezayis. But Gemara is a kasha, botza leishi yurei. You do not have a shir zayis, since there's a pit there also. So how could he make a brocha achayim? So the Gemara answers, Mi savris kezayis godol binen. You think that the sheer zayis that we need has to be a big zayis? Kezayis beinen binen. A middle-sized zayis is also good. Vahu da'aisi l'kame d'rab yechenen zayis godol. This was a big zayis. Da'afal gav d'shaklu l'garu nisei poshle shiure. Even though they took out the garen, there was enough to make a broch achayin. Rashi, kizayis she'omru l'yishir kol achilas. This nana, let's learn the Gemara further. Zayis she'omru, a mishnin kelem, the zayis, which we need, l'gabi she'yuri achila, lo'y kotem, v'lo'y godel, elo beinani, v'zeu aguri. Omar Avabo, Loyaguri Shmoy, El Avruti Shmoy, Vomar Lo Samruti Shmoy, Veloma Nikro Shmoy Aguri, Sheshimnoi Ogur Besoichoi. Let us see Rashi, what does Ogur Besoichoi? Mizumin Lotseis Mimenu, Sheinoi Nivla Bepri. That means, Rashi seems to say that the Shemen is Miskat Pocket. It's not part of the pri, and when you quetch it ois, you have to divide, you have to separate the mashke from the besara pri. She'ena nivla bepri, ke mashke tapuchim betusim, ela ogur ke mashke anovim. Rashi seems told by anovim, we say mifkat pocket, and Roshash's moira, there's a whole sugya in psochim, if you say By the mashke of anovim, if it's say mifkat pocket or the mivlabli, but al kaponim Rashi seems to say that by shemen etzicha mifkat pocket. Now instead of learning this toisvis, which is besides the yisaidis that toisvis says, we'll have the same yisaidis in the rosh and the more bariches and with a greater beer. There's also a whole bunch of shverikait and some of them the pshatan toisvis, which we will avoid by learning the rosh. So I think it'll be better to learn the Rosh, and we'll understand better for what Taisus is telling us, and we'll avoid the Shverikai. The Rosh is Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, Bedaf Hei HaRosh, and Ois Tazayin. Oma Rabchiye Barabe, Ani ra'isi es Rab Yochanan she'ochel zayis meliach u'birich olav tchila v'soif. And he made a brocha b'tchila and a brocha b'soif. Omer le Rab Yirmiyah barabe le Rab Zeire hay zayis meluach kiven d'shoklesi l'garinisi botzalei she'yure. Since he took out the pit, so so it does not have a shear. So what is the kasha? So first of all, he explains the kasha was abrocha achreine kaboy. The whole problem over here was, if it doesn't have the shear, was not the kasha why he made a brocha rishayne, the kasha was why he made a brocha achreine. Avo brocha rishayne afilu kol dohu mevorech. A brocha rishayne, there's no din shear. The author lihaneis min oilam azeh b'loi brocha. So it was Icha speaking about the brocha achreine. וכן פרש רשי בסוכה פרק היושן, גבי עובדה דרבי צודק, שהביא לו פוחס מקבי ואוך לו חוץ לסוכה, ולו ברך אחרו, he did not make a ברוך אחרין, ומשמע, או לפון או בירך. הברוך הראשון ידעו מק. וחינמי אמרינם בישלמי דפירקן, דחול שאימרים אולו שולש ברוכס, וירשלמי says such a memory, that everything that a person says sholosh broches, he makes birchas hamazon, oimer lefonov, amaitzi lechem min oret. So the broche rishon is amaitzi. Kol she'ein oimrim olav sholosh broches, but what if he does not bench on this? Ein oimrim lefonov, amaitzi lechem min oret. Then you don't make amaitzi. So the Yerushalmi in the Havamina learned pshat in this baraisa, that the Braise is telling us as follows. If he ate a shir, levoy chalo birchas hamazon, let's say he ate a kizayis, so then he makes a moitzi. If he ate less than a kizayis, that one does not make a moitzi, but one does not make birchas hamazon less than a kizayis. He doesn't make a moitzi either. For the Yerushalmi, it can't be such a thing. Harei poches mi kizayis, she'ein mevoich olav sholosh boch. How can you say such a formula? Poches mikizayis, which one does not bench on poches mikizayis, lo yevolchu lefonav amaitzi. What does amaitzi have with a broch achoin? A broch achoin you don't make, a broch achoin you do make. Omer Rav Yaakov, no, that's not pshat in the baraisi. You're 100% right, on a poches mikizayis you also make amaitzi. Omer Rav Yaakov berabache l'shal minim nisrache, he means to say the other minim, that one does not bench on, one does not make a moitzi. Perish lo yosi liflugi. He's not coming to tell us bein dover she yesh bei shir, le dover she ain bei shir. That he's not coming to tell us if you don't bench because it's missing a shir, you don't make a brocha rishayin of a moitzi. He's coming to tell us something else. Ela bein pas le shal minei machol. That he's telling us. If this machol made out of grain is a machel that one benches on and one makes a maisi. But if it's a machel made out of the chameshus aminim, kigay maisi kidere, vikuvid da'are, upasa bo bekisnim, heichid leikovisu dasayu alayu. But if it's a machel made out of the chameshus aminim that one does not make birchas amozen on it, or upas eiris upas doichin, shemivolchin aleim sholish broche, einem lefneim amaisi. Period. So Memela, but you see from the Yerushalmi did not want to be saved such a loche. And often the Yerushalmi passed less than a kizayis as Icha make a maitzi. So now the Rosh asks a shayla. Af al gav de la'el b'reish pirkin, navkilom brocha l'chathchile kal v'chayma mila b'soit. The whole mekair of a brocha rishayna was a kal v'chayma. K'shusav ha'mevorech. When a person is that, he makes a broche, kshurav leikoshke. So, memela, the whole mekir of a broche rishayne is a kalvachayme from a broche rachayne. So then, if we learn now from a broche rachayne, it can't be better than a broche rachayne. So let's say dayoy. So we can't have a broche rishayne which is more chomo than the broche rachayne. So the Rosh says, Mikomo kim lo yamrinin dayoy, shlo yavoyach al mashu shebetchila, kamo yishenim avoyach lebesoy. You don't say dayoy. The lab kalvachayme gomo. The Gemara really doesn't mean an emis the kalvachayme. The male besoy, shikainen nekvar. We had this svar in Taisis in the beginning of Ketan Mevochim. It's not a real kalvachayme. Because Batham, there's a svar to say, he and he sent it. That lebesoif one makes a brocha because he's already derived benefit from the food. So then there's a chiyev haido on what he derived. Masha'in came with the brocha rishayinat. Maybe he's more appreciative of what he's going to eat, but he didn't get anything yet. So you cannot learn out with the midah of a kalvachayim, a brocha rishayinat from a brocha achayinat. So it's not a real kalvachayinat. teida, another way, it's not a real kabel chayma. The bracha lefon of lardi reisi. If you're learning God from Bichas Hamazain, so lechayre, kshusavim avarch, shirav lekolshkein, so the bracha rishayna should also be at the reis, and it's not true. The bracha lefon of lardi reisi. Because it's a deraisa. Chazal patel. Poyelim. Al tefsid meleches balabayis to make a brocha rishayna. Avo mevorchim lacher. So we see klo. That the bracha rishayne is not a deraisa. So if it's not a deraisa, kochach yizern lein rafa mekal bochayme. The Gemara used it samazai to be mechazik dinyan, but it's not a real limud of a kal bochayme. The mekayr of this is also lad mohonis beilam azabalei bracha, and if that is the case, it doesn't matter what the shir is. Any shir that brings hanoah, one is not permitted to eat without a bracha. Okay, so that's all the Gemara's kashe. And Rabbi Yochanan, that it's missing the shir, the bracha's kasha was on the bracha achayin, not on the bracha rishayin. So the Gemara answered, Mi sobris Rabbi Yochanan zayis kotten ochel, zayis godel ochel. He ate a big zayis, there was a shir, without the pit, so therefore, it's no kasha why he made the bracha achayin. Ubi Yerushalmi maisi uvda achin. So the Rosh says, but the Yerushalmi brings down a different incident. In the Rishalmi it says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan nosav zayis, Rabbi Yochanan took a zayis, ubirich lefoner lacher. He made a broch rishayne, a broch achoyne, vahave rabchiye bar abe mistakel bay. Rabchiye bar abe was looking at him, gazing at him. Omar lei, Omar, so he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, my hodin bavloi mistakel. What is he looking at? What did he say? Andekt America? Less like kolshum, he means zayin tom brocha lefon of lach. He doesn't hold you make a brocha achroina and mean zayin. What did I do over here already? What is he looking at me for? So the Yishalmi says, Islay. Did he hold you make a main sholish on the zayin? Umat riches labor, what was bothering him? Mimnesha garinose mamate. Because the garin is mamayit from the shir, that was bothering him. Oh, so that was the problem. Like the Yishalmi. The last layer, Rabbi Yechen, Mimnesha garinise mamate. Rabbi Yechen doesn't hold of the svar, is doch gerecht. Ma'ovid lay Rabbi Yechen, Mishamberye. So the Yishalmi answered, no. Rabbi Yechen didn't bother him. That it was missing the shear, because Rabbi Yochanan held a berye one also makes a brocha chayne. Milse de Rabbi Yochanan omro, Rabbi Yochanan had said, shekeinim ochal afilo preida acha shel ono, oi preida acha shel rimoin. If he eats any berye, shutom broche lefoner lachet. So memele de Yerushalmi was ma'oirer de shayla how he makes a brocha chayne. And the Yerushalmi answered, he said, it's a berye. Agamore said a different terrace. It was a big zayit. Vahashte. So now the Rosh comes down to brass tacks. He have a uvde di gemore di don. Ahu uvde gufa di Yerushalmi. If this is the same maise that was recorded in the Yerushalmi, Babli also says it. So we see, it is the Yerushalmi Yesakash and Rabbi Yochanan, and Babli Yesakash Rabbi Yochanan. And Babli doesn't say this teret of Berye. And even though it was a Berye, the same Isa. In Kain Choylik Gemore Didon ala Yerushalmi. So then we see that our Gemore is Choylik on the Yerushalmi. Vesvirelei, the Afilu Berye Boy Kezayit. A Berye also needs a Kezayit. Or Gemore Didon Ika. This is how a poisik looked at the Yerushalmi Babli. So then we know klo lahaloche that Babli and Yerushalmi we pass them like Babli. Abol Ebsher, but who can ensure us that this was the same Maise? Ebsher the Shnei Maisim Hava. Maybe these are two different Maise. Vahai the Yerushalmi Hava Zayish Sholem Shehuva Lefonot. Could be the Yerushalmi is speaking about that they had brought him as Ayisholah. Av al gab shehishlich hagarinim kivin shuva lefonav sholem v'nenem iber yishleima mashe derech lechel mimenu yesh kan shir. Now others say pshat that the Rosh means as follows. The machlik is what the Rosh means over here. But others want to say pshat, I think the Divrei David says this, that he had been, they had given him a complete zayis. He put in his mouth a complete zayis. He chewed up the zayis. The pit he spit out. That's called he ate a berya. He ate a berya the way a berya is eaten. The garen is not edible. So memele, so that's called he ate a berya. So memele, you make an achila, you make a brocha achoin, there's a chshivas of a berya. Aval hai uvde di gemore didon. The maisen agemore, Efshel, the high Zayas Malich, we're speaking about a Zayas Malich. The Huvel of Fon of Beloy Garen Hoya. Could be they brought him a Zayas without a Garen. Ki de Soif Eim Amidim, Gabi Zayse Gluske, Tektoni Rab Yoisi Oymar Ashlochim Asurim. Zayse Gluske are Zaysim that that they are put together in a jar and they become very soft. And Rab Yoisi said, like this, you can buy them from Goyim. But Hashlochim Asurim. But if it is so soft that the pit slips out, that Al Kolchach we have to be chayish, maybe some wine was put in to the jar with these olives, and that made the olives so soft that the pit slip out. So therefore, this is also. Heichidom Ishlochim, Amarav Yeisim Achanine, Kol Sheiches Biyodim Agarinosai Nishmetes. So we see there are such types of zaysim that when you hold the zayis, the pit slips out already. Ubahach zayis ayri hoche. Hilkach lehavi berye. So since we don't know, is there a machloikis babli or Yerushalmi? Is there not a machloikis babli Yerushalmi? Is v'yirei shamayim yachmer? So if a person is a Yirei Shemayim, he has to make sure if he has a whole berya, either one of the two, either he shouldn't eat less than a shear, or make sure it's not a berya, but he should do something al kaponim, that because there's a sofik, if we'll eat a berya, we have a sofik in the broch achayna, maybe it's mechuyim in a broch achas mi'en sholosh. Period. That's one nekuda. Now, we just had an argument that the broch achoyne needs a shir zayis. Now the Rosh Kler touches Shaila. Yesh li stapik al birchas boirei nefoshoi im srichim shirim lav. Now he clears the new Shaila. Does the boirei nefoshoi also need a kezayis? Why? What's the Shaila? The dil medavke broche me'ein sholois. The broche me'ein sholish, it also seems like Rashi, over here. Because there's a posik. The posik says, v'yachalto, so you need a shir achila, who the boy is shir? Lemar b'chdei achila, lemar b'chdei sviya. So here he's bringing down be'etzim, there's a machloikis, hasugyis, what the shir b'chas hamozin is. Is the shir birchas hamozin b'kezayis? Is the shir birchas hamozin the shir sviya? So al koponim, so our gemara seems held that al koponim the shir is the al koponim is the man that holds the shir is achila. So al koponim, we need a shir achila. And mid the rice need a shir sviya. Mid the rabbanu you need a shir achila. So because there the whole broch is based on uveirachto, and on the broch uveirachto says viyachalto. Avol boirei nefoshois loy boi shiure. Could be a boirei nefoshois does not need a shir. Just like a broch rishoin doesn't need a shir, could be the boirei nefoshois also doesn't need a shir. And only here on the viyachalto uveirachto you need a shir. Behold the pori chok, hey chibok, ab yoich no zayis melich, mishum de botelei shiure. So be'etzem we hear a machloikis yesterday, what broch achoyne did he make? Did he make a broch achas meyein sholsh to make a bair in the foshi? So could be the gemara's kash was alibi, the rabchi bar abe pori. The oma be milsikoi, rabchi bar abe holds. said Rabbi Yochanan made a brocha achas meyein sholeish. V'tzorich lebach ol a brocha achas meyein sholeish. So memele, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the Gemara asks, how could he have made a brocha achas meyein sholeish? There is a tanai of a yachalta. But maybe by Beirin Nefoshes, b'chol there wouldn't be a pilpul. You make it on the kosher. I do me loy nesakna beirin nefoshes shehi de rabbonon ela dum ye de brocha achas mein gimel shehi de yereis. No, maybe kol de tikin rabbonon kein de reis de tikin. So this is also a brocha achreine. They didn't make a brocha achreine should be more chomo than a brocha de reis. So you only make this brocha achreine when you eat a shir zayis. ומתוך דברי רי משמע, דרי עוד כתחכת פסקור המחודש תכזך. דרי סד שאם אוכל מזיין מינם פוחס מכשיר, דרי סד הגבל דכחידש. He held you make a bayr nefoshes of a kosher. And he also held, if a person will eat zayin minim, pochus mikishir, so even though there, you won't make a brocha achas meyein sholeish, she yivorch acha b'yrei nefoshes, but he held you make a b'yrei nefoshes, fakert, while the brocha b'yrei nefoshes doesn't need a shear. So memele, why shouldn't you make a b'yrei nefoshes on meyein, on the shivas aminim? No, pshat is because it's a brocha d'yereise, so if you make the brocha d'yereise, versteht sich, so. You yaitza with that, but if you cannot make the brocha de raise, so why shouldn't you make the brocha de rabbona? The line hirali, afazoi vayit, the Rosh disagrees with the ri, the mistaver, the almin sheroi levorich olov me'ein gimel, if the min mitzad atmoi, one should make me'ein gimel, Bishvil chesoren ashir loy shayich bei brocha acheres. Because of a chesoren ashir, lochayre, one does not make a brocha acheres. Chayn mash mahide rab tzodik shloy birich achov klau. It seems rab tzodik zame keni brocha, dilo birich brocha acheres, ho yaseifem meforish eize brocha birich. Chayn matzosi bishayim arav rabbeinu yoyne. Al koponim, the shitas hori, even though it sounds very muzor, but the emerson we seem to hold the mixas like the ri, because the halacha is, if a person eats a half a zayis of pas, and a half a zayis of an apple, he makes a brocha chayin of a bayri nefoshes. Because lemaise all the, or he had a half a zayis of the shivas aminim, you make a bayri nefoshes. So it would seem, that in Yisod, the broche, that in Yisod, the Shiva Saminim, or even Pas, if there is no broche of Sholish on it, or Mayain Sholish, one could make a Boirei Nefoshes. And that we pass in Laloche. The Riyat Kad Gehalten, you make an Akoshua Boirei Nefoshes. That we don't hold La Haloche. But Al Koponim, but this is brought down La Haloche, that if you had a half a zayis of pas or a half a zayis of the shivas aminim together with a half a zayis of an orange, you make a bayra nefoshes. So we see lemaise that the svar of the ri is a pesayis gehalten. That in yisod a bayra nefoshes pas oichet an amin that even though the bracha is a different bracha, mayen sholish, ador sholish, abal kaponim, if you don't make this bracha for some reason, one could make a bayra nefoshes on it. Let us go further. Neimo ketanoi. Now we are going in to the sugya we had yesterday. What bracha does one make on a yerek that was cooked? Does one make the birchas hayerek b'milsayil kaime, and one continues making a bayre priyadome, or one makes a shahakel? So the Gemara says, could be tamachloikis tanoim. Tahanu trei talmidi davi yosvi kamei debal kapore. There were two talmidim who were tanoim, and they were sitting in front of bal kapore. Heiviu lefonov kruv, which is cabbage, cooked cabbage, with domaskin. Domaskin is a shaila if it's either plums or an asef. It's two lashaynas in Rashi, which we'll speak about that later. Upargiyais. And pargiyais was a type of a cooked oif. Nosan bar kapore leshus le'echod mehem levorech. So bar kapore was mechabed one of them to make a broche and to be meitzi the oilam. Kofat ubirech ala pargiyais. So he went and he took this oif, this besar oif, and he made a shahakal on it. Liglei olav chaveroi. So the chaver ridiculed him that he went and made the broche on the pargiyes. Koas bar kapore. So bar kapore wasn't kas. Omar. Loi ala mevorech ani koyes. I'm not koyes on the mevorech. Ella amalaglagani koyis. I'm in cast on the one who ridiculed him. Im chaveicha doime kemishalei toam tambosar meoilam. If your chaver did something which looked muzer, he went and jumped to the bosar. Aba'ato al malik lakta olof. Why did you ridicule him? Felt and covered that Torah. Chazar v'yomar loy ala malaglagani koyis. Elam avorech anikoyis. V'omar, and he said, im chochmein kan, if you think you're just as smart as me, and that's why you are machria to make the broche first on the palgiyois, ziknein kan, but what's with zikne? Where's the covet? That means even though you hold you're as smart as me, about this kvoid rabbi, I'm a zokin. It's moira, and the Pnei Yeshua says, it's moira halacha b'pnei rabbi. That means you should have, there was a problem over here, which bracha to make first. So memele, the din teire vot mechayiv given, that you should have asked me what to do, not make your own decisions in front of me. L'chayre, Gemara says further, Tone Ushnayim Loihetiu Shnosan. The Yisham says, Amir de Koloshin, there were three Gdele Hadir, Shnayim Loihetiu Shnosan, and it would seem the Sibbe is that Kefelt in Kvoida Teire. Same Indian by Rabbi Kiva, the Talmidim Shloi Nogo Kovid Zeloze, either as Kefelt in the Kovid of Kvoid Rabboi or Kvoid Chaveroi. It was an expensive kibbut over here by telling them to want to make the broche. Bekitzer, let's stammer, the Gemara sounds like double talk. Himi says, Leo Chaveicha, Nikoyis, and no, and the other one says, Fakel. So the Ben Yayoda, stammer says, Pshat. He says, he wasn't cast. He had a Merdika Akpode Bar Kapore. But one could think that the Akpode came Bitsirov of both of them. Both of them did something wrong. This was Moira Akpode. They told them, I'm angry at you not because of him. I'm angry at you because what you did. Yom Pul alone was Ma'ira my Hakpod, and he said the same thing to the other one also. That means both of you did things which were Ma'ira my Hakpod. Yeah. Now, but let's go back. That's the whole incident, the gruesome incident what occurred. But now the Gemara says, Zoman, let's hear what the machlokes was. My love, Bahoke Miflagi. The Machlokes Mistome is as follows. The Mevorech Sovar, the one who made the broche, he held Shleikos Upargiyos Shahakol Nia Bedvore. He held that you make a Shahakol on Kruf, on the cooked Kruf, even though it's Ishtane Liluya. Like the Tzvor we mentioned yesterday, besides Rav Chisda, he held Yishtan Eluluyas Leimala Leimoyrit. If it's cooked, so it has a different tam, so it's not that peiri. One cannot make a boire pri adom on that. So you make a shahakel, hilka. So like this. So the shaila is, you don't make two broche. One broche patters all the three minim. So memele, which broche should he make? Yeboiche de chove. So that's what he held. Umalagleg sovar, the malagleg held shleikis boire priyo adomom. He held bimulsayu kaime. He held that you make a boire priyo adomom. Pargiyoi shahakol niya bedvore. So it comes out that this is a broche mevureches. And this is a bracha kailele, so the halacha is that one should make, should be magdim, first the bracha mevureres. Hilkach, peirode. So the Gemara says, so it seems this machloikis, which we learned yesterday, and that lamet chesom et beis, if a shleikis, if they have the same bracha, or the yemeka shahakel, was a machloikis tanoi. So the Gemara says, "Loi, the kulaume shleikis upargiyoi shahakol niyibedvor." It's not mucha. It could be they both hold that you make a shahakol. So what was their machloikis? Bahai svarah kemiflegi. Mar sovar choviv odit. The mevorech held that there's a din kdime in choviv. Omar Sovek, Kruv Odiv the Zion. He should have made a brocha on Kruv because it's Mozin, so Zion is more choshev than Chovit. That was the machlokes. Now, let us see Rashi. The Rashi du maskin, af hein shleikois me esev shekoirin, whatever it is. That akdal sheet velaz, it's a type of an esev, that the brocha is a domo. And it's a fine. Kach ro'isi b'peirish bo b'kame shal Rabbeinu Yitzchok b'Rab Yehuda. That I saw Rabbeinu Yitzchok b'Rab Yehuda's peirish and bo b'kame. Avol kam peirish, but on our Gemara he wrote a peirish, he called prunch. Prunch is plumbing. They bring down the plums. V'chein shamati ani kan. That's what I heard here also. I heard about Bekam also that Durmaskin is prunes. The Yevshel Amida. So Rashi says, but you can't say it's plum. So then the broch is Beire Priyei. So if there were, if on the menu there were plums, cabbage, in meat, so you see to make a Beire Priyei on the plums. V'hayich kidei meborech al apagi yishel b'chosam shahakel ve'einam kidvorim chishurim kidei meforish vozul it's not choshuv. He should have zicha made the beire priyates first. That's Rashi says, so it can't be plump. Now let us see Rabbi Keveger and Gilyan Ashas. Rabbi Keveger and Gilyan Ashas ask koshuli. He says, what is Rashi's kashi? It can't be plump. Because plums you make are beire priyate. So koshali, hagam beire priyadoma. So what is it? It's not plums. It's an esev. So what broche do you make on the esev? You make a beire priyadoma. So beire priyadoma is also odif mishahakel. It's also better from a shahakel. El oda mevorech sova, the mevorech held, the shleik is mevorech shakel. He held that you only make a beire priyadoma if it's in its natural state. If it was cooked already, then you make a shahakel. V'im kein gam kein b'yir priyates, en b'chose b'yir priyates, elo shahakel. Kim avur b'sug yegab izayis maliach v'tzorachin. Frech Rabbi Keveger, we just yesterday learned a gemara. That there was a pilpul, if Rabbi Yochanan, there was a pilpul, if Rabbi Yochanan made on the Zayis Maliach a Beire Priyates or a Shahakel, and the sad that he made a Shahakel is because of Shleikos. So you see that if the psul or the Pagam of Shleikos applies to a Priyates, you make a Shahakel. So what is Rashi's Kashi? It can be plums because the Brach is a Beire Priyates. That is Rabbi Kevegas Kasha, and he blibes by a Tzorech Iyu. The Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi means as follows. That Rashi means that plums, not speaking about prunes, we're speaking about plums. Plums, no one cooks. So if it was plums, the Tzicha wasn't cooked, who would cook a plum? So Memele, so if it was on the menu, so it was a raw plum, and cooked cabbage, and cooked meat. That sicha was that no one would cook plums, because plums taste worse when they're cooked. So, as we mentioned yesterday, the goin, heichem ashkachas lo, that a person should cook something and it tastes worse, especially if Bal Kapoga was serving. So, kochach, it was raw plums. So if it's raw plums, you make a bayah priyeh. So why did he first make the shakalish? Zicha should have made first the bayah priyeh. That is how the Pnei Yeshua for Emphas Rashi's Kasha. Let us go further. Shaloitoam tambosa. You acted like a person who never ate meat. V'nasa haboso choviv olof. Pargiyais. Besar oiv shekoirin padriya. Zikna enkan. There's no aloizokinani. Even though in Chochme you hold that you're equivalent to me, but aloizokinani. Vahoy aloi lisholeini al eze mehen yevorech lifte reshar haminim. Here Rashi is going on the second lashon. That, udvorim halolu, Einam boim lelafes esapa. So Rashi seems to say that lemaisa we are speaking about that these foods were served in the middle of the meal. So Rashi has a kasha, if it was served in the middle of the meal, so you don't make a broch at all. So Rashi answers the dvorim halolu einam boim lelafes esapa. Elo shaloi machmas asu dehein boim. It's talking about that there were that dvorim aboim lelafes esapas, that's part of the meal that's coming to eat together with the pas, that's nifta with the maitzi. Ela shalei machmas asudein boim. This was not a chelik of the sude. Amina lekama on the tunim brocha lefneim vein apas paitrosal. If I'm not mistaken, the Pnei Yeshua says, why did Rashi say, how did Rashi know they washed? I mean, Rashi is, the Suda Rashi is a problem. Say they didn't wash, what's the problem? So the Pnei Yeshua says, we will see, because Rashi had a tremendous problem, that in order to be mighty with a brocha rishayne, you need a kvius. And by peiris, there's no din kvius. So memela, you have to be keveya, one with the other, in order to be mighty with a brocha rishayne lechatchila. But the yevid, you're mighty, the Rashi says. But chatchila, you need a kviyas in order to be mighty. So there's no kviyas by peiris, by these minim. So that's where Rashi learned, al kochet, speaking of it, there was a kviyas. Because they were eating. So there was a kviyas already by these three people here. So he could be mighty. So that's where Rashi had to be mechadish, that it is speaking about that there was pas also, because Rashi wanted to create a kviyas. Now the Gemara explains the machlokes over here. The mevorach sover shleikes, the kruv udu maskin shahakel, birchosan kipalgiyes, taldovor she'en gedulim in ha'oret, kigayim bosa bein v'dogim tonem asnishin shahakel, that's also shahakel. V'kivin dibichayseim shavois is chaviv odif, so chaviv is better. Omelagleg sovar, shleikais, boire priyadome. Shehi brocher shuve, laatma, ledvorim chashuve. Vahoyoloi lagdimoi. So therefore he should have been magdim. The Ligma wants to say, could be everyone holds the broch as a shakel, and kruv odiv design, the sign yele kamon, kruv le mozain, vetardim le refue. So we see kruv is the koyach of hazonet. So maskin, peirish, rashi, prunch, that it's plums. V'loi nire, so Taisa says that the samach mashme, the mevorchen aleim, v'yre priyadome. V'im kain, because the Gemara says, the machlekes is in shleikes. The machlekes is in shleikes. A malaglev sova, a shleikes, v'yre priyadome. That he holds that the brocha remains. V'loi nire, the besamach mashme, the mevorchen aleim, v'yre priyadome. If you hold that shleikis is not mishane the broche by the priest boy bruchi, the nire shehu min kruv is also another type of a cabbage. The Pnei Yeshua said Rashi did not want to bring this raya because could be the Gemara is not speaking about this case bazunda. We had a whole sugya what brocha do you make on shleikas be'epi adoma or shahakal? But ripe shleikas are grad not fruit, they're vegetables. So it could be that's what the Gemara chaps on be'epi adoma. Taisus Vaisus is speaking about this case, bazunda. Nosan bar kapore rishus le'echad mehem levorech. V'nire de mairi be'brocha shalofono. So Taisus says, it's speaking about the brocha rishain. The ibish al achav omrinen the aim is amnem ala peiret and the brocha achoine there's no din zimon because spite there's no din kviyis so memele there's no din zimon al peiret so that means each one has to make their own brocha when there's a din zimon so the mevorech is mighty the others umayri behesebo and it is speaking about that they were mighty because else there's no kviyis. Va'onu ein lanu shume sebe el ala pas. We bismanenu we are only a sebe is only on pas. We don't have a sebe on other things. Lekach tzarich levoich kol echod al kol dovo hein beperes hein beyain. So therefore, one is to make a broche on everything themselves. One cannot be mighty someone else. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Kebege is asking Akasha and Teisves. The Gemara says further in Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says as follows: Omar Rav, Eisebu Echad Mevorich Lekulam. That if they were massive, someone makes a bracha from all of them. Omar Rav, loishonu ela pas, the boy a sebe. Pas needs a sebe. Avol yayin, loy boy a sebe. Yayin does not need a sebe. That means you can get away without a sebe. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, afilu yayin, that means you can be mateable without a sebe. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, afilu yayin, nami boy a sebe. So the shaila is, if you need a sebe, if you don't need a sebe. Ike damri, omar rav, loy shona, alapas, the mahanyilei a sebe, avol yayin, loy mahanyilei a sebe. A sebe does not help. Rabbi Yechnam, afula yayin nami, mahanyilei a sebe. Hey, so there's a machloikis, if pekitza, by other meaning besides pas, if you need a sebe, and if you need a sebe, or if you don't need a sebe. What do we have in our Taisvis? Our Taisvis says, Umayri behesebu, and it's speaking about that they were massive. So Taisvis seems to hold that you do need a sebe. For onu ein lonu shume sebe el alapas. Taisvis is making a chilek between us and Bisman. Chazal. It's very unclear. He says, what's the difference between us and Bisman Chazal? But I forgot already what Rabbi Kebege's kasha. Rabbi Kebege's a psakasha from that Gemara. Choviv odiv v'chein alochem. Im yesh loy shnei minei peiris lefonov, choviv odiv. We take a paskin like the Mevorech. That choviv is take odiv. That didn't take care. And meir alochem b'fnei rabbi, we had before by Shemuel also. But Eli told them, you're right, but that, if you have two similar meanings, and this is called choshuv, that means this is a chashivis because it's mechayiv abrochem avoreres. Ve'im lefonov peirish shehabroche shavis. But what if he has in front of him peirish abroche shavis? Ve'echad amum zayin aminim. Yivor chila al oisei shol zayin aminim da adife. Then zayin aminim has a din adife. So Taisus is telling us three sidrei agdomes. Zayin aminim is before other minim. Abrochem uvoreres is before an einim uvoreres. And if they're all the same, then there's a din klima of chavit. Omar Rab Zeire, ki avinon be Rav Hune.
So Ravuna told us, Omalon hani galgalide de lifte. These are turnip heads. Parminu, if they were shredded. Perimo rabe, was a coarse shredding. Beire priadome. Then you make a beire priadome. Perimo zute, but what if it was shredded very fine? Shahakel niobidvoi. Then you make a shahakel. That's what they paskined by Rav Huna. Tchi oson lebei Rav Yehuda omalon idvd beire priadome. Even though it was shredded very finely, you make a beire priadome. Aide palminu tfei, and that's what it shredded very fine. Ki heichi dinamtik taime. It tastes better. It tastes sweeter if it is shredded very fine. Let us see Rashi. Galgalidi de lifte, roshe liftois. Palminu, loshen knivis yarek, primezute, greyusu. That's the greyusa, ubishaochle chai koi. Speaking about that this was eaten raw. Now we have to know what is the shakla vitalia in this Gemara. What was the machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? The Divrei David wants to explain the Gemara as follows. Rav Huna held, it seems Rav Yehuda was machadish that it tastes better. That was the chiddush of Rav Yehuda. So it means, bebeisai shel Rav Huna, they were unaware of this yisod, and they held it doesn't taste better. So therefore the Divrei David says, if it doesn't taste better, and shredding it very fine is ma'abed the tzuras haperi, and it's not derech achilosei bekach, because why should one shred it very fine if it doesn't taste better? So it's not the derech achila of the peiri, and you lost the tzura of the peiri, so therefore one does not make the brocha of the peiri. And the Divrei David is medame this aloche to kimche dechite, which we had before, that one makes a shahakel. That's how the Divrei David wants to say. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you're making a big mistake. That Rabbi Yehuda says it tastes better when it's shredded very finely. So this is zicher derech achilosei bekach, fakert. That's what most people, didn't shred it very fine because it involved, they didn't have an electric shredder then. It involved too much work, so it won't taste so good, but not that the derech achilosei, if a person wants to eat it, you shred it very fine. That's the derech achilosei. It's not eaten that way because people do not have the time and to put so much effort in the food. That's how the Divrei David seems to learn the shakla v'talya in the Gemara. The Rashba in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Bey says that it's a different mahalach in the Gemara. He says the shakla v'talya of the Gemara was if the shredding is poigim the tam. Rav Huna held that maybe that was his conclusion. Could be also no one ever shredded it. Somebody held because it's poigim the tam. So since it's poigim the tam, so therefore you make a shahako. And Rav Yehuda was machadish. No, it tastes better. So the Rashba seems to say that the shakla v'tai between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda was, what does the shredding process do? It doesn't taste the same, that's for sure. But what does the shredding process do to this yerek, to this turnip? So if it makes the taste worse, and that's what Rav Huna held, he makes a beire priadome. Rav Yehuda said, you make a shahakel, and Rav Yehuda holds and makes the taste better, so therefore you make a beire priadome, it's derech achilosei. From this Rashba, the Nesivis came and was machadish a moiridike chumre, which was not accepted by the Gdoli HaPoiskim. He says, you see from this Gemara that the shredding process is mishana the tam. There's a pilpul. Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? That's a pilpul in the broche. But it seems the shredding does something to the taste. The Memele, so he says as follows. The Gemara says before the Flamet Chesomet Beis. The Gemara says that Tam Morer Beinon, you need the Tam of Morer. So Memele, if we see that shredding is Mishana the Tam, so you lose your Tam Morer. Let it be better, let it be worse, you lose your Tam Morer. So therefore he said if a person eats Chaim Pesach by night, he should make sure it should not be ground. This was a Chumre from the Nesivis. And he put it into his Agoda also. The Achroinim Dingzach, the Plotke Goyin Dingzach with the Nesivis, the Tivrei Dovid Dingzach with the Nesivis, I mean the Goyin used to grind the Chayim. But Al Kaponim, they say it's Tvei Welten. That means that Afilu Naniach, the Plotke Goyin says as follows, Afilu Naniach, that that's sicha. Why do you grind it? It's not so sharp. That's for sure. We sicha grind it. It should be mishan at the time. It should not have the sharpness that it has when it's. He says, but that what the Gemara means. Tam mora bina baleka means if you're adding a new tam. That means that by cooking it, a new tam is added. This is not the pure tam of mora. That's the seidachnish. He says by mora it says you yait kemushim. Kemushim also doesn't taste as good as fresh mora. But al kaponim, so what does that mean? It means that the tam is not as strong as it was when it's fresh. But the tam you have there is tam mora. Doesn't have to have the strength of mora. That means if the strength of mora deadened a little bit, that's also tam mora. That's because when you're tasting is mora. Bishul is adding a new taste, that the Gemara says, das teig dach nicht, a new taste, tam mora bina. Sagt the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabashi, ki havinon bei Rav Kahane, muzwo bei Rav Kahane, omolon, tavshilo de silke, a tavshul made out of beet, deloy mavshi bo kimche, if not too much flour is added, Boire priadoma. So you make a boire priadoma. Because there it's only put there ledadek. The lift, the mavshe bokimche, there the tavshel of lefes, that they put a lot of flour. Fei, boire mine mezoines. Vahodaroma, idibidi, boire priadoma. Vahide shodi bokimche, tvei ledvuki bialma of delay. Divrei David says the Havamina was that there could be the tam that they add more kemach was the taimei. That's what he held. Why isn't it sufficient the same amount of kemach that you use for beets? It's adding more, some of the putting in the taimei. And then he said no. The even though that's added more kemach, it's also the dvuke bi'alme, and you make a boire priyadom. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde, Tavshol shel Tardin, a Tavshol of beet, Yofel Alei, V'tov Lei Nayim, V'chol Shkein Livnei Me'ayim. Omar Rabaye, V'udi Yosef, Abay Tofi, V'ovid Toich Toich. That what? That it was very well cooked. Then it has these skulas and these milas. Dr. Rashi, Abay Tofi, Almokim Svisis Akteire, Ovid Teich Teich Kloimal Sheshaluk V'nimche Miyoid. It's very well cooked. The Koil Rishichosay Nishmat Kekoil Teich Teich. Omar Rav Pope Pshitoli Maya De Silke Kesilke Umaya De Lifte Kelifte Umaya De Kula Shilke Kikula Shilke. So he's saying here a chiddush, maya de silke, zekterashi, tavshul shel tardin. A tavshul that is made with beets, kisilke, le'inyim broche. In poshet la'aloche, this means, if a person, you have a tavshul was made with beets, and a person now is only interested in drinking the juice, he's not eating any beets, he makes a boire priyadomet. That is the chiddush. Maya de silke ke silke zaktaisvis mevorchen aleh boire priyadom. Zaktaisvis afal pi she'ein bo elo mayim. What is this? It's water, v'tam hayirokes. It's water plus taste. Mevorech aleihem kasha yevorech ala yirokes. Afal pikein, you make on this water with the taste of beet, you make a beir pri adam. Afal gav domrine lael de me peiris zeye ba'almehu. That may peiris zeye ba'alma, if you squeeze out juice from peiris, that zeye ba'alma you only make a shahakel. Dvash tamorim you make a shahakel. Yesh lechalik. One can make a difference between these two. Perhaps we could say, what is the difference, Taker? The Stifler, Zechayna Levrochim, Kilashakev in Psochim, wants to fa'emfa a Taisvis Akashim Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim says that Ein Soifkin as Arboim, Ela Yoitim Izaisim Van Lovim Bilvat. If you have a Peiri Shel Olo, and a person squeezes out the juice of the peiri, you will not get malchus, because it's zeye baume. Except zeisen vanovim does not have a loch of zeye baume, and therefore one is loike, one gets malchus on zeisen vanovim, on shemen and yayin. This is zeye baume. So Taisus asks for kashe, viva found the loch of tam ke iker diereis. Such a din of tam kika, you loika on tam kika. That means, if I'll cook together a potato with a piece of nevela, and I'll eat the potato that has the tam of the nevela, I get malchus. Malchus a rishainim. Aval kaponim, Taisa seems to hold that you'll get malchus on the potato, because a potato that has you taste a tam of nevela in the potato, you get malchus. Of a Taisa's, viva found the din of tam kika. You have juice of all other peiris, as if as the tam of the other peiris. So viva found the din of tam kik, and Taisus blibes with Akash. So the stipler wants to say something very interesting. He wants to say as follows. He says, in the peiri, there grows two things. There is the zeya, the kechelik of the peiri. This comes from, that means when the tree grows a peiri, so we have to imagine that the tree is creating a peiri, which is the besar ha-peiri, the meat of the peiri. And then there's zeya, there's another chelik of the peiri. That's not the peiri, that's the zeya of the peiri. These both things grow on the tree. The teira asad, by ola, the pri is also. The zeya, which is in the pri, that's not also. That's the teira, that is not the pri. So therefore the teira did not say. The tam comes from the peiri alone. That means the tam, if let's say when you squeeze out the peiri, the juice will come out. That's the zeh of the peiri. This never was peiri. This was the juice of the peiri, and the juice of teiri never asked. The teiri only asked the pri, and not the juice. The juice is zeh. Zeh is not the peiri. But if let's say you'll cook it, so then cooking extracts the tam from the b'sara peiri. That tam is coming from the just like the b'sara peiri is also, that's ola. So that's the halach of tam ki'ika. That is tam ki'ika. So that means bishul is b'koyach lohitzi ha-tamei adovo, and tchit is not, is only b'koyach lahafrid ha-zeya mei ha-peiri. But that is not the tam of it. So therefore here there's a din of tam ki'ika which you are loike. And here, there's no tam. The tam, which one gets malchus, will not come out through schita, will only come out through bishul. So lechere, the ritas loshen of Taisvis, and this svara, the Rosh also mentions, that's what Taisvis says. That maya de silki she'ein bo'ela mayim v'tam ha'yerokis. That's what it is. It's water plus the taste of yerokis. So there the halacha is, there, just like in Issel, there's a din tam keikel diyaraisa, so in bracha there's also water that tastes like there's the tam of yerokis. You also make a beir pri adome. But may peiris that zeye baume. That is not the tam of the peiris, that's only zeye baume. So therefore there you only make a shahak.